Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Antonio Brown is in the building down on the south side about 25 minutes before he had to be.
All right, well, let's play then. How does this work? So he gets in there? And he goes right upstairs, right?
Yeah, he better.
One would think.
Straight to the principal's office.
Sir, you have a message waiting for you up in the big office.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
This has to be... Now, Ray Fittipaldo pushed forth the notion, right, mm-hmm. to start the 8 o'clock hour when we talked to him, Chris, that don't let this hang any longer. Don't let this black cloud hang around the whole city anymore, or Steeler Nation, if you will.
Right.
What's going on with AB? What happened? How did he miss practice? You can't get ahead of it, but you can get ahead of the rest of it. So go ahead and talk to the media today and tell us why you aren't there and tell us what's on your mind. Should that happen right now?
Absolutely.
Rather than wait till Friday?
What are we waiting for? Let's clear it up now. Let's get past it. Let's move forward, and let's decide what we're going to do with this guy, if anything, if you're Mike Tomlin on Monday night.
There's that. That's one component, right? And I think that that does need to happen from a public standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
There also needs to be the whole, all right, everybody sit down at your locker. AB is a leader. He's a guy that we count on. He kind of operates at his own speed a lot.
An excreptional level.
Yes, extremely. But he's going to stand up in the middle of this locker room and tell you guys that he's going to reaffirm a commitment to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Mike Tomlin needs to, I don't even care if it's insincere. Mike Tomlin needs to make him do that to the best of his abilities. Stand in the middle of this locker room and you tell these men who you let down, who you say, well, they all see your social media stuff
right.
that you want traded. You tell all these men around that you've yelled at the offensive coordinator on television. And you tell these guys that you just did, the other 52 guys in the practice squad guys, they showed up for work. Tell them why you aren't here and what's going on. I think that's way more important than some goofs like me and you.
Right.
And but it is important to tell the people who paid the freight, the fans, but it's real important to tell your teammates.
And the veteran teammates who are tired of dealing with all of the nonsense, they're the ones that have to know, okay, this guy's, they see him work hard when he's there, but that was the key on Monday. He wasn't there. So, answer to those guys. Answer to the David DeCastros and the Cam Haywards and the Ramon Fosters and the Ben Roethlisbergers of the world and tell them, hey, this is why I wasn't here on Monday. This is what happened.
Yeah.
And if you can explain yourself, okay, you're back in good graces. Let's everybody hug it out and move on and try to beat Tampa and get things going in the right direction.
All right, the next layer. This is probably the last time they care. This is the last time they care about why he wasn't there. It all becomes now like, hey, we've got to... I don't want to say a last straw with AB because it's not. They're going to give him a much longer leash.
Yeah.
But I still think he has a captive audience now with guys like Ramon Foster and Ben and stuff. And he's probably getting close to the point, though. Like, they don't care about Le'Veon Bell anymore.
No.
They've washed
their hands.
Out of sight,
out of mind.
Right. And they won't, no matter what. But AB needs to be careful to still being cared about by his teammates because he has operated in the past year or so as an individual within that team, but it's still all kind of good because he shows up, he works hard, and whenever he gets a lot of people's eyes on him, it's eyes on the Pittsburgh Steelers,
right.
too. Now it's become real individualistic when he says he wants traded.
Especially over the last, couple of months?
Since those OTAs.
The OTAs rant and then showing up in the helicopter, which, okay, was all good fun, but then you go off on Ed Bouchette, you go off on... You go off on Jesse Washington and then the trade me, let's find out tweet. That's kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. That's where people go, wait. You're 110% in on the Steelers, we thought. What's this? Even if he didn't say it in a serious tone, even if he said, oh, okay, well, trade me, let's find out. He's not seriously asking for a trade.
Let's talk to John in New Brighton. John, good morning. You're on the Fan.
Hey, yeah, you were asking a question before about a typical Yinzer fan. That's who I was, you know. Wake up early, you watch the pregame show about the Steelers, you know, you got that on. Got your terrible towel in your hand, bad call, Brick. You know, typical Steelers stuff, you go to a game or two a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just so disgusted. I don't go to Steelers games. I'll go to a Pens game. I don't really – I'll watch the Steelers, but I'll switch back and forth to other games. I'll watch fantasy football news now instead of Steelers stuff, pregame stuff. I'm just fed up with the team overall. I mean, until Tomlin gets control of this team, and I'm tired of prima donnas making multi-millions and crying. I just can't stand it anymore. It's just annoying.
All right, we found a guy.
Yeah.
John in New Brighton. There he is.
I'd love to know what the straw that broke the camel's back was for him, though. Like, because it's always funny. People say, I can't deal with this anymore. They're all prima donnas and individuals, but then they all play fantasy football, which is a game of a bunch of individual
players. Well, and the other thing is, it's not new that football players make disproportionately, you know, a salary much more than you. Like, it's not, that's not new. They've made a lot of money for a lot of years. So the money aspect of it, I don't begrudge anybody for as much money as they make, as much money as you can make.
That's, right, go get paid.
That's what America's about. This is an interesting situation, though, with the mea culpa now that's going to be moved forward from Antonio Brown.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in the office when Mike Tomlin and maybe Kevin Colbert and Art too all sit down and talk to Antonio Brown. What's that conversation sound like? And there's going to be a very awkward conversation had, if they haven't had it actually in the last couple of minutes already. As soon as Antonio Brown walks in to the Steelers Southside facility, he's going to sit down, I would think, I would hope.
What if he comes in a helicopter today?
Lands on the
That'd
roof?
That'd be big. That'd be enormous move by him. Ron Ocean.
Ronald Ocean in the helicopter.
Yes.
For the win.
I came in a chopper.
Chopper. Chopper style. What's that conversation like?
It's,
I mean,
simple.
If it's Mike Tomlin and it's Kevin Colbert and it's Art the Second in a room with AB, it's got to be real simple, direct, and to the point, right? Because you don't want anything getting lost in translation.
Well, it's funny. There's no I in Steelers. Well, actually, yes, there is, the way a lot of people say it around here. It's got to be one-sided. You know, I think it needs to go right to the top. I think it needs to be Art 2 in there. Hell, what's Thomas Tall doing? It's got to be Art 2. And he's got to say, we can't act like this. First of all, there needs to be fact-finding at the front of it.
Right.
At the front of the conversation. Where were you? What were you doing? Personal matters aren't good enough. We don't just want some big blanket statement.
No.
We're not the media. And I don't want to get some text or some email or anything from Drew Rosenhaus. Where were you? What were you doing? Can we help you out?
Yeah.
You know, we're here as your employer to help you out. Okay, we're past that now. Thanks, you know, and then they offer to help him out or whatever if he needs help with it. And then here's where you're going to be punished for not showing up. And again, if it wasn't some sort of mental health issue, some emergent mental health, or I'm just, this is all caving in on me, then there needs to be punishment. The only out that he does have is if he was honestly afflicted with something to where he went and sought treatment for. That's the only out
like
that he would have.
Like an anxiety attack?
Correct. Okay. That's it. And again, I'm not pushing forward that I think that that's happened. I'm just saying that
that's the one.
That's one thing that I think that it could be a possibility that he could have, you know, he could get out from under it without having to serve a punishment. I'm not saying that that's
right.
I'm just saying that that would be, it's a possibility that could have happened.
I also think it's interesting how they decide to discipline him or punish him, if at all.
A half. He needs to sit a half.
A whole half?
If everything is just on the surface as it is, and he's afflicted with general knuckleheadism, which I think it probably is.
I think that's what it is too, yeah.
Then he needs to sit the first half against the Bucs. Because here's the thing. It's not just as much him. And you know AB, they'll sit him a half. He'll come out in the second half, he'll score an 83-yard
nine
touchdown.
9 catches, 100 yards.
But it's not just a message to him, Chris. It's a message to those other 52 guys who are there, even more so to them. That there has to be at some point a message of, you can't be more important than the rest of the guys who are here working their tails
because
off,
because this goes back somewhat to what James Harrison said last year after he left. Remember, he said certain people get treated differently.
I don't mind that, but to a degree.
Exactly. He's way gone beyond that degree. When you start landing helicopters and not showing up for work, you've gone way off the reservation.
Jim, we just
regard.
Said that. Can you imagine? Jim just walked in from the. What if he took a helicopter to practice today? How big a move would that be? Would it play well?
And he crash into that black tarp that they have.
The fake wall.
So people can't watch. You think, I don't have. The helicopter thing to me is like the least of any issues.
Popcorn
that he has.
To you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be pop. That, to me, that's the harmless AB.
Right. Uh-huh. That's the fun
to
AB.
Me. That's the harmless AB. And you know, the rest of this stuff isn't. And I mean, for all we know, maybe he didn't. Did he show up yesterday?
I have an interesting question. When he gets called up to the principal's office, mm-hmm. which he's probably in the principal's office right now.
Right now, yeah.
Does his posse go with him? Like his photographer? Do they have to wait outside? Is this like Hard Knocks?
Do they film this?
Right. And when he comes out, do they get like those cool black and white shots that they put on his Instagram?
I've only seen like the one guy with him recently. Or maybe that, wait, there's two guys.
Yeah, there are two.
Two guys.
And then there's Ed Chapo or whatever, who's like his chef. Then his masseuse, then his...
Yeah, but I can't tell the difference.
And that lady
them.
Was running around with him, the one that was, you know, the one I'm talking about?
Yeah. It's tough to keep track.
Expertism.
Some expertinalism.
Yeah, we still haven't. And remember, Tomlin said that he hasn't decided whether or not he's going to share, you know, some of this. I'll share some of it.
I hope he shares it all.
I hope he shares all of the expertilism. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, we'll probably hear some new words later in the week, though.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.